Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. And today, me and Frank are very sad. Why are we sad, Frank?
two words, Fast and Furious 9. Well, three words, 9. But yeah, Fast and Furious 9 we're doing today. And boy, oh boy, woof. All right. I don't know why I'm giving you a plot synopsis. You really don't need one, but I'll give it to you anyway. So here it is, straight from IMDb. Cypher enlists the help of Jacob, Dom's younger brother, to take revenge on Dom and his team. That doesn't happen.
No, that's not what happens.
Cypher
has nothing to do with enlisting Jacob. Jacob's like on his own.
In fact, Jacob captures Cypher and puts her in a box the whole movie. So I don't know what IMDb is talking about, but that's not what happens in this movie.
That plot was like written before the movie came out.
That was the original script that they had, and then for some reason that was a good script. that was one that made sense, and then unfortunately they went with another movie. It was completely different.
All right, so it was directed by Justin Lin, and right when I say the main cast here, you're going to notice one of the big problems this movie has.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, John Cena, Charlize Theron, and Tyrese is like the main cast that we have here, right?
You notice how it drops off pretty quick there, too.
It goes down right after Vin Diesel.
Yeah. I would say it goes way down after Charlize Theron, but yeah.
Just be naming people like friggin' Ludacris. Like, I'm not gonna just get into everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Helen Mirren as a cameo again.
Yep. No.
But, okay, I guess, tell us what you thought, Frank.
Oh, man. All right, so this is probably one of the more lazier Fast and the Furious films. It's a letdown. This movie's a letdown.
Yep.
Huge letdown. Because I wasn't expecting much. You know, look, we've been watching all these movies lately, and you know, so I haven't come to expect much from these Fast and the Furious. I expect the basics, right? I just want to have a fun movie. That's all I care about at this point. It gets number 9, right? After watching all of them, I just want a fun movie. And unfortunately, 9 does not deliver on that at all.
No.
It delivers a movie. It's you know, 2.5 hours of action. I put action in quotes because it's almost like mindless, goofy cartoon action. But it's there, and you can watch it, but it's not very good. And out of all the Fast and the Furious films, this is probably one of the lesser good ones out of all of them.
I think it's the, you know, from 5 on, it's the worst.
Yeah. It might just be.
But that's kind of when they get into, like, the heist movies and everything like that, like, what these have turned into.
Yeah, John Cena phones it in the whole movie.
Yep.
He really phones it in.
He just does his best Vin Diesel impression.
Yeah, and Vin Diesel does the best Dominic Toretto impression in the whole movie, too. So, you know, and the rest of the cast is there, like Letty, Ludacris, you know, Tyrese, and I've got the girl's name, Emilia.
Mia,
and any other girl, too. What's her name? Ramsey.
I don't know her real actress.
Yeah, so she's in it. But,
her
you know,
Russell has a huge part.
Yeah, he's part of the iPad.
4 seconds?
Yeah, 4 seconds maybe, not even.
He filmed this scene on an iPad taking a dump in the bathroom.
Literally.
He doesn't shake his iPad around and we're being taken over.
That's it. That's all he had to do. And Han's back for no reason whatsoever. He literally brought him back from the dead in some convoluted reason to do nothing. Just to be there and like just hang out with these guys.
The whole movie, she's locked in a cage, a box.
Mm-hmm.
She's under arrest, basically, by Jacob, who's good bad. That's the best.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna use
he's
that.
Good,
that's the adjective that I'm gonna use for him. He's good bad.
He's good and bad at the same time.
Yes. He's good and bad at the exact same time.
Watch Fast and Furious 9, and then you can explain to us how it's not.
He's a good
bad,
guy, bad
not,
guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good bad guy.
He's the main villain of the movie, but he's also the hero.
Yes. Listen, if you're just as confused, join the club because we're just as confused as well. Okay. Doesn't make any sense.
Nothing that's going on with John Cena's plot makes any. Even the most lick of sense.
Yes. Okay. And you might say, guys, you know, who cares? It's Fast and the Furious. You don't watch these movies for the plots or for the acting.
This movie is the plot. Like, the plot between Cena and Vin Diesel is so important to this film's storyline.
And there's a lot of flashbacks in the movie that try to explain their history and their relationship. They basically tell you the same story 5 times in flashbacks.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same exact relationship story over and over and over and over and over again. We're like, by the 5th time, you're like, okay, we fucking get it. We know that they have a strained relationship. Like, we understand, okay? It's a misunderstood strained relationship. We get it. Like, one scene could have did that. We didn't need the whole movie. Okay, so fine. So whatever. What about the action scenes, right? Unfortunately, they're like every other action scene in every other Fast and Furious movie, just rehashed again. in some little different way to get you to watch it. But it's not original or like very exciting, to be honest,
Like, you know
either.
how Charlize Theron in the last one takes over all the cars? Was it a computer chips? They use magnets to throw cars now. But it's still like
Exactly.
a very similar concept to what's going on, throwing cars, right?
Yeah, and also the magnets are not really used as much as I thought they were going to be
Me
used.
too,
Like, there's a
yeah.
couple of cool. It's a only really one big scene where they really use the
In the
magnets, and
end of the
beyond
movie,
that,
yeah.
yeah, and beyond that, that's really it. Like, they don't really use them throughout the
It's not as
film.
creative that I wanted. Like, I wanted cars to really be flying around. Like, yeah, they
Yeah.
use them, and it is cool what they do. Like, I'll give them credit for that. Like, anything to do with cars in the movie is usually good in these movies.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
you know, there's two big car chases. This little Helen Mirren car chase in the middle is stupid, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a
Yeah.
car chase in the beginning and one at the end, and both of them are like, the best parts of the film.
Yeah, and that, but that's the thing though. Like when a movie like Fast and the Furious, that better be the best part of the film in a sense. Like that better be like one of the more like entertaining parts of the movie because that's what you move to do. Like you're Fast and the Furious, right? Like you get in cars
Yes.
and you have stunts with cars and everything, So that's what you better do that right. But unfortunately, when you've been watching these movies, it's just again, it just feels like it's the same old thing all over again, over and over again. It doesn't feel creative. It doesn't feel original. Your eyes are glazing over watching it. You're just like, oh, look, a bunch of CGI.
I was just gonna say, and one of the big problems is, they made five, they made six, they made seven. Eight, they relied like they decided, hey, screw all these practical stunts that we've been doing in these movies. Let's just go more CGI. Now in this one, like there was so much CGI in this. Like literally, there's a fight with John Cena and a guy on a roof of a truck. In the other movies, like in five and six, they would have did that practically, like had them on wires and stuff for safety. No, this is you can tell it's a big CGI scene.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, it's like literally the point, like, how like, in like Batman and Superman, like Batman and Superman, like totally CGI. And
Yes,
that's like
yeah.
this, like John Cena's character's like totally CGI in some of these scenes where like it's obviously not him, it's CGI, and it's just like,
The
or
truck
like,
CGI or the
or the
background
beat, yeah,
CGI.
exactly. They're on a green screen and they're not really there. You can tell, like, it's not that hard to really tell. You can see it. It's like, it's fake. It's CGI. It's good. Again, the special effects are good. This is like a $100 million
Yeah,
film
no,
plus
yeah, of
movie.
course they're
Like,
great, but.
they're good, but when you put so much CGI, like it just all blends together where like you just stop caring really what you're watching at some point because it's just too much to take in at once.
And you stop caring because you don't feel like anyone's in danger anymore. Real stunts lead to you subconsciously feeling the danger of the stunt, right? But when it's CGI, you're just like, oh, like, that looked okay.
Yeah,
It looks like my
exactly.
video game I played yesterday.
Exactly. It looks too perfect. Everything's too perfect. Everything, like he lands in the car perfectly. Like he drives
Twice,
the
they do
car.
that twice, that stupid stunt. They did that stunt with Paul Walker in like number six or seven when like he jumps off the bus and lands on the back of the car. They do that twice, once with Letty and once with John Cena in this movie.
Yeah.
They love this stunt so much.
Again, but it's
But
rehashed.
guess
It's
the difference is
rehashed.
the Paul Walker one looked like there was some practical work behind it. This one just looks like cartoon.
Yeah, it's cartoonish. Yeah, he's in the truck. The truck is like rolling, and he's like so Vin's inside the truck, running on the walls as it's like rolling. He's like
Keeping
trying to
his
get to the front.
balance.
Trying to, again. There's a lot of there's a lot of cartoon moments in this movie throughout, like in the beginning, in the middle, at the
You
end.
want to tell him about the bridge?
Yeah. Well,
Oh, that's the
Jesus.
most
Yeah.
cartoony part of the
The
whole
Wile
film.
E. Coyote.
The
Yeah.
way
Yeah.
gravity works in this movie is not
Yes.
how gravity works in real
And
life.
we didn't even get to the part where they go to space, which
Oh, we didn't
we
even
probably wouldn't
talk
even
about it. You
get
know what?
to
That's the
because it's.
least. That's like the least, like slamming my intelligence on the floor part of this film.
And that's probably that's yeah that sums it up. When them going into outer space is the least stupid thing I watch in this movie, it's saying something about your film because that's how this
By the
movie
time they go
is.
to space, you're just like, I don't care.
You think you might as well. You might as well.
Exactly. You're
You
like,
do you
they
do all
did
this
so much other
stupid thing,
dumb
this
shit.
random shit. Yeah, exactly. Why don't we just go to space? Like, who cares? At that point, I was fully checked out of the movie. I was like, whatever.
So
Do whatever you want.
they decide to drive a car across a wooden bridge, right? I just have to say this. One side of the wooden bridge collapses, and as it's collapsing, because this is how wooden bridges work, right?
How
Like,
gravity and physics work, yeah.
no gravity, no physics. They're driving as the bridge is like collapsing behind them, and they still have like enough inertia and enough like for I can't get it. I don't even want to
No, 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 don't
I
even
don't
try
want
to
to get to a
explain it.
physics
You can't,
lesson.
no, you can't explain it, because
But
it doesn't make any sense. Oh, no, you can't. It's a cartoon. It's a
yeah,
shot out of a
and it,
cartoon.
watching it like It's like watching Jumanji, right? Like you just like I cannot believe they did, like this is so dumb.
And it's Jumanji, it's in a computer, so like okay, like that's why it's like that, right? Like
and this is it's just, for kids, like it's fake. Like it's just, you know it's CGI, you don't care. This one, like you're supposed to feel like this is like real world. And nothing that happens in this movie makes you feel like you're in the real world.
Not in the least. Not in the least. In fact, it goes out of your way to like break that illusion as much as it can to let you know like it's not in the real world.
There's a scene where like John Cena, like they have this giant magnet and John Cena's like three blocks away and they turn the magnet on and somehow Cena's car flips through like three blocks worth of buildings and lands in the back of the magnet's car. Oh my God.
And not just to mention like the collateral damage it would have caused by doing all this. Like no one died. No one didn't kill John Cena
in the car.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The next scene, he's just like locked up. None of them ever have scratches on them.
Nothing.
This is so bad that Tyrese comments on this in the movie.
He makes it a thing about, like, how can we always survive all these crazy things and nothing ever happens to us? And you think, like, oh, wait, maybe they're actually going somewhere with this, like, something somewhere creative. But, like, no, they just laugh at him. I'm like, oh, you crazy, Tyrese. Like, you're nuts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, actually, he's kind of not crazy because who would ever believe any of this would ever happen to these people ever in a million years? Like, you wouldn't.
And, and the other thing we definitely have to get into real quick is the cast and how, like, they're forcing these non-action stars to do action scenes because there's just nobody left.
Yeah, there's nobody left in the franchise,
Tyrese is, like,
basically
getting down, and it looks horrible because the guy has no training. Ludacris is doing it, and for some reason, Ludacris doesn't look half bad.
Yeah, they had to film it properly, but skills.
He doesn't look as bad as Tyrese does do in his action scene.
Have
all the girls, you know, even Mia. When did Mia, learn martial arts?
Exactly. When did she become part of, like, this, like, badass crew that does all these things?
She's, usually, she's an assassin in one scene.
It's like, your whole thing in this movie was having babies, and, like, that was it. You're coming
two
back.
Kids, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're coming back, and, like, you're Miss Martial Arts over here.
She's, like, getting down with a knife. She's killing people.
Yeah.
You know, I get Letty doing it, because he's always done it in all the films, but they have her doing it. They have Ramsay fighting. I don't know. I don't remember anymore.
No, no, she drives a car at one point.
She doesn't know how to drive, though.
Yeah. She can't drive the car.
And
they
introduce a new character because they need, you know, they have nobody left. So they introduced this little Asian girl who.
And they had to bring Han back. They had to bring him back with Han. That was the whole thing.
So Han adopts this, like, little Asian girl that, like, he wouldn't kill or he saved from being killed by these terrorists. And, like, he teaches. Han doesn't know martial arts, but somehow he teaches this little girl martial arts.
Yep. And she's not half bad. She's okay.
No, she's not half bad. No, she's pretty cool. And she actually probably has one of the better fight scenes in the movie. And then there's Vin Diesel's big suicide scene, which is, like, the best scene in the friggin' film.
Yeah. If you
dude's literally murdering people.
If you just like big meathead action, you're gonna you're gonna love this fight scene. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's like Hulk rage out.
He does.
Like,
he does breaking people's backs on bars.
Yes,
like, he goes crazy.
Yeah.
I wish it was longer because I was so entertained by that little.
And it's pretty short. It's true. It's pretty short fight scene. Yeah.
But one last thing we'll mention before we move on was, you know, the chemistry between, you know, they're supposed to be brothers, and the chemistry between John Cena and Vin Diesel is just two Jersey Shore douchebags who are mad at each other over some girl. That's really what it feels like.
Yes.
That's not the plot, by the way, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah. So if you went to the Jersey Shore circa 2009, you would have saw these two dudes
arguing. And their gold and their cross chains.
Arguing because you bumped my car or whatever. Or you scratched my car or some bullshit.
How dare you have a lot of subwoofer than me.
Yes, exactly. No, it's really bad. They have zero charisma, the two of them.
I don't really feel like they're brothers at all. Like they don't even look like each other. Like there's nothing.
Yeah, they tried really hard in the flashbacks to make them look as similar to that they do now. Make them brothers. You know. Yeah, he's like
they
again.
Make a little off comment at one point that their dad's like a cheater. But he's like, Charlize Theron's like, oh, the Toretto bloodline's real mixed, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And
you're
supposed to pick up on that and be like, okay, that's why they look nothing like each other.
Yeah, exactly.
They have different moms.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. But unfortunately though with this it's like okay you're gonna make that and like but the thing with you mentioned it before about John Cena being the good bad guy like you can't have that character interact with the hero of the movie and get anywhere with it like because they're trying to like save John Cena's character to be good at the end so they can't make him too bad but they can't make him too good because he has to be the villain it's really convoluted how they try to like explain at the end also why he's good they even don't even explain it. They just like show it like it's just weird this movie kind of
they don't even like show it him being good.
No,
he never really turns into a good guy. He kind of just gets a freaking another family speech from Vin Diesel and gets a chance to drive away.
Yeah, literally. Because he gets betrayed by his own bad guy, so apparently now that makes him good.
He's like,
now
good, I'm glad Vin Diesel forgives you. What about all the people you just tried to murder?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You just tried to, like, take over America's nuclear arms.
And then, no, you didn't care at all about that. Like, just, no. Just okay, you're like, all right, Jacob, get out of here. Get your car and go.
I'll give you the same chance I got from Paul Walker.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but you know, they did a better, you know, it's stupid, but they did a better job turning Statham good in the series.
It's true. At least they spent a little bit more time with his character, yeah, like to make it look like he's good.
An MI6 agent who got like blackmailed into having to help because his brother's a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they went somewhere with that. Like, they mm-hmm. just like, oh, you know, the good guy, the bad guy, the other bad guys are traitors and traded on you. You're automatically a good guy.
If they try to drop hints how he used to work for Mr. Nobody, used to work for Mr. Nobody in the past and everything, but it's just like, okay, then you're good, but you're not.
But you're
like,
not being rogue, remember?
You went rogue. Why'd you go rogue? What was your plan?
You went rogue to go catch Charlize Theron, who's also bad.
And then keep her in a box, the whole movie?
Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
His character is so horribly written.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
well, his story is, anyway. Mm-hmm. His mm-hmm. lines aren't much better.
No, they're not.
But, I mean... So, what do you think of all these Dom family memes that have basically been created because of this movie? Because this has become such a joke of itself.
Yeah, it's well due because this movie has become a joke of itself. It really has. Like at this point, Dom really is pushing the whole like family thing really, really hard.
His family now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, exactly. And at the end of the movie, they're all just gonna be families together, and there's not gonna be anybody else left to them to fight. The memes are they're due, like, you know, it's like they're worth it almost because it's that bad. It's that stupid that they go with it, really.
The best one I saw is the one with Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
When Macaulay Culkin's like, I don't want a family. I hate families. And he just sitting there with the shotgun looking at him.
He's like, family's all you got, you know? Yeah, it's just, dude, what are you doing? Like, and I get it. It's easy to make fun of it, but in this movie, it just makes it really easy to make fun of it.
I think that's why this film finally brought out, like, the ridiculousness of...
The memes.
Everyone always knew that it was even like I think it was Family Guy had him watch a trailer and Vin Diesel's like family whatever.
But this movie
is just so in your face, speech after speech from the back of the back.
Like Dom cannot shut the fuck up about family. This entire movie, every scene he's in, he has to talk about something about family. We're a family.
We don't families, need a plan.
Families don't give up on one another. Families don't leave one another. Except your brother, when you're younger, you get rid of him right away. But everybody else, you live with them and you do what you have to do.
And it again with Dom with the plans, where it's like they're on a roof looking. Not on the roof. No, they're in the sewer thing, and it's like, what's our plan, Dom? We got one. All right, what's it going to be? We're just going to do it. Oh, yeah.
Here's a plan. Run. I close the door. And then I use my meathead strength to stop them.
That's his plan every time.
This is the only plan he has, is to use his big fists at the smash things. Or his car just like crashes into things.
He attempts like manslaughter constantly with suicide. And it works.
It's like, listen, kamikaze can't be the answer to every single question you want to have.
Even in this one, he takes the truck and he tries to commit kamikaze again.
That's what I'm saying.
Right at that jet engine.
Oh my God. This movie, I'm like, Tom, you deserve to die. Just die. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like giving a crap about his kid in this movie whatsoever.
He just leaves it in 2 seconds.
He just leaves his kid. He doesn't give a shit about his kid.
Everyone just living with Brian. Everyone just chilling with Brian back.
Brian's going to raise all these kids. Everyone's going to die in this movie.
He's going to
raise
all
these kids. He's all of himself. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Poor Brian.
Poor Brian's right. He got off easy in all his movies.
And then finally, at the end, they decide to hint that Brian's still alive in the universe, which is like, after the way they got rid of him, like with the little CGI weird face and stuff, like that was good. Like, it's over.
Yeah, he's over.
Like,
exactly.
Like, this was so untasteful to me to, like,
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it turned out the windows and everything in the car that he pulled. It's so stupid.
It's not him.
Yeah, exactly. It's so
like stunt driver A is behind the wheel.
But it's a Lancer, so it must be him. It can't be anybody else who's driving it.
I thought it was going to be Cena at first.
Yes.
The way they did it, I was like, that was supposed to be Paul Walker in that car.
It lacked a bit of tact with that. It was like, ooh, you're going to be a little cringy.
This is why Brian's not showing up. Like to help. Meanwhile, like, he could really use his help right now.
Yeah, exactly. They keep making excuses why he's not coming alone for the
like,
ride
why is
all
that,
the time.
We can't, you know, they can't just, like,
you know.
Oh,
he's watching the kids today.
He can't come watching back. The kids? That's this one. The last one, they just didn't want to call him. Like, oh, no, he has a regular life now.
Yeah, they don't want to bother
but
him.
But Mia shows up in this one, which makes it
which
even worse.
Which is weird, exactly. It's that's what I'm saying.
Her husband's like, yeah, go, you fight, I'll watch the kids.
He's like, you know what, I'm the FBI agent here. You're the homemaker, but you know what, you go fight the terrorists. I'm going to see her watch the kids this round.
I'm the one who knows martial arts and I was trained in that.
I'm a trained marksman. Yeah, I'm FBI agent. But you go. You're a homemaker.
You go find your spy brother.
You had two babies, but you know, it's all good. Whatever.
It's all good. Your kid was born like 6 weeks ago.
I'll show you how to punch. I'll show you how to kick. You'll be okay. You'll be fine,
someone
honey.
Grabs a knife, you do this.
Oh, this movie has so many problems.
It really, this is why the series is getting ridiculous. They can't let go, even Han. They just can't let go of anything.
Yeah.
It's like the family is so important to this storyline that they can't let anything go.
Yeah, they bring back people from the dead.
They brought two of the, one from the real dead.
Yeah, exactly.
And Han from movie dead.
They literally couldn't leave the real dead people dead in this franchise. They had to still try to bring them back. I swear to God, he better not come back in
as
like
a CGI,
some
like
oh,
Carrie
no.
Fisher.
Oh no, not even that bad. Just like a Mr. Nobody thing, and it's like he's in a video or something like that. Like I think they're gonna do that. I hope
they
don't. Oh, I'm calling it now. They're gonna put him in some video feed bullshit, and they're gonna like do that CG stuff with Paul Walker. They better not, but I got a feeling that they will.
That would be really untasteful.
It really
like,
will
like
be.
He's dead in real life.
Yeah, man. Like don't do that. Just let it go, man. Like finish your movies and that's it. Like move on. You know, like it's unfortunate what happened, but like just. Don't add like don't like keep bringing it up. It's like yeah we know man like don't you know
in the back of your head you're like it also reminds me of how much I miss him in this freaking franchise.
Yeah exactly
in
like
this movie.
You know what I mean like just you don't need, I know he's part of it and everything like that's what they did. You had the nice send off in number 7.
Yeah
that's
exactly
it.
Exactly.
You did the thing. You had the scene. It's beautiful and that's
you
it.
You forgot
man.
About
just
him
at
number 8. Like they didn't you know they mentioned him once or twice but they didn't like. In your face, it like
yeah,
because
they had The Rock and Jason Statham
exactly.
to make a good movie. That's what it was. And this one, they had to like they feel like they had like oh nobody showed up for this film. We had to make reasons why Ben's
oh,
not here anymore.
You didn't see the new movie news then that it said Vin Diesel's pushing to bring Paul Walker back for the sequel.
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They bring her back too, probably.
They do. They're talking about bringing her back possibly.
Yeah.
Like no, it's like dude, I saw her. She's dead.
Yeah, not as dead as Han was, and they had no problem bringing him back. They went to his actual funeral, and
at
he
least
still came back.
Like flew into the darkness, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Maybe
she landed
you
on
know.
A balloon or something. Yeah,
exactly. I don't know.
But we'll be right back in about 10 seconds to talk about the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Frank are about to do something we don't want to do, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so get into fights, Frank.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to get through this really quick. It's real simple. I give the fights a 2 out of 5 in this movie. The reason why is because in the past films, the fighting, we got a 3 out of 5, and that fighting was a hell of a lot better than the fighting in this movie. I didn't like the fighting at all, really. It's there. The girl fight scenes are okay. Besides the Dom meathead freakout scene is the only best one. That's not really a fight scene. It's just him throwing a bunch of dudes over railings and stuff like that. And stuff with the girls, it's just it's okay for a second. But there's better fight in other movies. And I gave those a 3 out of 5. So I can't give this a 3 out of 5 in good faith. Sorry, guys. 2 out of 5.
I ended up giving it a 3 out of 5 because I thought the shitty fighting in this movie is on par with the shitty fighting in the last one, which we did give a 3 out of 5.
If I did, that was a mistake. I'm sorry. Maybe in like the 7th one, it was the best fighting in it.
Oh yeah, no, that
you know?
Gave a 4 out of 5 to that.
That's what I'm saying. That's good. And this, it's not. It's not. It
no,
really
it's not.
Isn't.
And you know the reason I did give it the 3 out of 5 is based off choreography and not the filming.
Because the filming was bad too.
Yeah,
also bothered
that's
me.
One of the major issues that we didn't really touch on. The filming of the fight scene is that stupid shaky cam crap. It's just zooming in and out.
Yep.
And shaking the camera all over the
yep.
place.
Yep. And I hate that. I hate it. It only works in very, very unique situations. You can do that. Like if it's like a Taken type of movie. But in this, you can't do that. And they do it all the time.
The intensity. You don't need that here. These people know what. You have great stuntmen in this movie. You don't need to do that.
Exactly. It just
but
pissed
I did,
me
I
off.
I did give it to 3 because I did really enjoy the Dom breaking everyone's
oh God,
bones thing. And I, you know, even though it was only like 30 seconds long, I did enjoy the small fight between Cena and Vin Diesel that we actually got.
Yeah, and that was
I
really short.
I really wanted it to be longer.
Yeah, that was really a letdown too. Yeah, it was a lot of letdowns.
You're waiting the whole movie for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's nothing happens. Like nothing happens between them. Oh, it's such a letdown.
Okay, for chase scenes, I actually gave this a 3 out of 5. All the other movies got, I think almost all of them got
Yeah,
four
the
out of
four.
fives.
Yeah, even the
This
bad
has the
ones.
weakest chase. They're still fun, but they're not on par with any other chase scene in any of the other movies. They
No.
go, in some of these chase scenes, they go full cartoon, right? And
Yes,
I don't like that. Even
yeah.
the rock turning the missile and all the ice crap that happened in the last one, not as bad as the crap that happens in this.
Yeah, same here. It's got a 3 out of 5. Like, again, I told you, it all felt like a rinse and repeat. They just took all the other scenes that the old dude said before, and they changed them a little bit, and they just refilmed them, and that's it. No originality, nothing. It's just three out of five. That's it.
What about stunts?
Stunts, I mean, okay, so here's the thing, right? Like, these movies, the stunt work I actually, like, did enjoy in this movie because there's quite a bit of stunt work that they do. I did give it a 4 out of 5 because it was one of the at least redeeming things about this movie was the stunt work because they do it pretty well. So I give it a 4 out of 5. Again, there's really no particular scene where I was like, oh my God, that was amazing. But you could just tell, like there are people there. There are stuntmen doing a lot of this stuff too, that is there. So at least they get that much right. So yeah, 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 also because, the stunt work is very good when it is practical. Like, I'm gonna say it's a low 4 because they rely on CGI a lot more in this film than they do in other films to do stunts. But it's still like, it's professional Hollywood stuntmen.
Yeah,
These guys go all out.
exactly. Yeah, yep.
Now the special effects, I gave a 4 out of 5. Like, the movie does have really good special effects. Like, it's just too much of them. That's one of the big issues.
Yeah. I think it depends. I only give the special effects a 3 out of 5 because I think that's the problem. There's so much of it. At one point, it does just like your eyes just glaze over. You're just like watching it. Like it, you know, it's not real. Your brain knows it's not real. And like I say, it feels almost like you're watching a cartoon, like an anime or something. Like it doesn't feel. You're just like, oh, even with the magnets and everything, and like the stuff flying through the windows of the stores and everything. It's too much. Like, yeah, it does look real, but it's just like, oh, man, I'm getting sick of just everything being CG constantly with the magnets and then the big truck flips and everything. It just gets too much and.
It's funny because it looks like in Deadpool they did it practically.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
think they
Yes,
did.
it looks like they did. And this one, you can tell, obviously, it's all CG and everything.
Yeah.
And they're flipping this one when they flip the big truck. But yeah, I just feel like in all the other movies, like, don't get me wrong, the special effects number 8 are pretty bad too, with all the cars falling on each other. But at least like there, I guess I feel like even at the end part, the special effects aren't like that bad. I just feel like here, it's more of the same. And it's just not that very interesting.
I think one of the things that might have happened to you is getting bombarded by all these Fast and the Furious movies just
Yeah.
because you're sick of this type
Yeah,
of effect.
you just watch it over and over again. You're just like, it
Yeah.
looks the same. I can't tell the difference anymore.
What'd you do for shootouts?
And it's just, honestly, I just gave it 2 out of 5 just because there's really nothing there. So I'm just like, it's pissed. Hey, Tyrese has the biggest shootout in the entire movie. So that's all you have to know. 2 out of 5. Sorry.
I also gave 2 out of 5 because the Tyrese does in the beginning have the biggest shootout, and
Yep.
there was a lot of shootout stuff going on during the chase at the end.
Yeah,
But it's
yeah.
not, you've seen it before.
Yeah, exactly. It's
It's a
just it's just
typical
it's
guy
just
gets a
that
Gatling
it's
gun.
just it's just bad guys shooting at their cars and not hitting
Yes.
them.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
That's
Exactly. They don't even get like a
the
wound.
No,
Like,
nothing at all.
can
Even
someone get
their cars
wounded?
are fine. Even their cars are
Yeah,
okay.
the cars still drive.
Everything cars like
Bad guys like get out of the like have one of those Gatling guns that come out of the roof of their car.
Yes,
And
yes.
they like rip apart the engine of these cars and it's like
Yes.
driving them.
And they're fine. They're absolutely fine. The cars have no
In
problems.
the first movie, Brian's car couldn't drive a quarter mile without the engine blowing up,
Exactly,
and him
exactly.
owing Vin Diesel a car. That's the whole
Exactly.
storyline of the film.
Yep, exactly. Yep, in this
This one,
movie,
they get demolished.
riddled with like 50 caliber bullets and like it's perfectly fine. Like they
You got Vin Diesel and John Cena on two different sides of this monster truck, slamming their car into the wheels.
Yep, and being fine by the way.
Fine, because and John Cena's on the driver's side, and
Exactly, yes,
he's
yep.
still fine. His car is right in
Exactly.
his face.
Yeah, he's okay with it. No problem for
No
him.
problem.
Oh God.
Overall, when we walked out of the theater, I turned to Frank. This is a 3 out of 5 movie. I changed my mind. It's a 2 out of 5 movie. You know why? Because 8 got a 3 out of 5, and 8's better than
Exactly.
this. And I'm
Exactly.
not
Yeah.
comparing this to other 2 out of 5s that we've done at a low budget. I'm comparing this to other big budget films, and this is a 2 out of 5 big budget film.
It is. I agree. You give it 2 out of 5 because this should have been better. This had like a duty to itself and its franchise to be better than a 3 out of 5. And it was a 3 out of 5 but that's why I said 2 out of 5 because you have no right being just a 3 out of 5 movie, dude.
I
Like
would have been happy with a 3 out of 5
Yeah,
type of film. I
exactly.
would have been like, oh, it's like the last one.
Exactly. This was worse than the last one. You have to get a 2 out of 5
There's a
then.
scene where friggin' John Cena, it's what's he doing? What's that called?
Zip lining.
Ziplining He zip lines over the entire city.
Yep.
Not just like a building to building. Literally, he does it
twice. And he has like backup grappling hooks. He just shoot left and right. Like, it's just like, where's this guy going?
He's like 275 pounds.
And no one sees this big doofy guy like
no one in the city looks up.
Ridiculous.
So my first similar because this movie.
Okay, I was gonna say, go ahead, because we might have the same
recommendation.
Don't see. Skip it. Skip this movie.
Skip it.
Yeah. And we'll talk about it.
Even if you like similar. Fast and Furious movies, I wouldn't even bother with this. I would only watch this if you get like right before you go see the next one.
Yeah.
Like if you want to see the next one and
just for a storyline to know what happens.
And the storyline sucks, so I don't even like expect it to be going anywhere interesting.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't recommend it. You don't recommend it either. I really don't. As a standalone film, unless you like Fast and the Furious storylines, don't see this.
And I have very specific similars, and you might have the same ones. We'll see, but yeah.
My first similar is Torque.
Okay.
Which is a really stupid movie that came out right after the second or third Fast and the Furious did.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically motorcycles version of Fast and the Furious, but the action scenes are so ridiculous. Like they're doing martial arts with motorcycles. Like it is dumb, right?
And
that's what this reminded me of, just dumb crap. They land a motorcycle on a train and they have a car chase on top of a moving train, all CGI. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, mine was Biker Boys. No.
Was it really Biker
Boys? No. Oh, okay. I was going to say, you said Torque. I said Biker Boys.
Like, I'll never forget. This is a quick story time. Me, Frank, and my brother were supposed to go see some rated R action movie. My brother was too young to get in. So me and Frank went to go see the movie, and Brian went to go see Biker Boys. Brian's my brother.
And he
came out, and he was like, it's the worst freaking movie I ever saw. It was so bad.
That's so horrible. It was. No, okay. So by my recommendation, not so much it's similar, but my recommendation is one of the is Furious 7. Go see Furious 7. Don't watch this movie. Go see Furious 7 because it's not the best one, but it's better than 8 and it's definitely better than 9. Yes. If you want to see a decent Fast and Furious movie, go see number 7.
The best one's still 5.
Well,
like hands down, the best one.
Okay.
It's the best movie out of all of them.
Yes. So, what was your second one?
My second one is The Fate and the Furious, the last one.
Okay.
And I was gonna say if for some reason you enjoyed F9,
mm-hmm.
you'll have a blast watching The Fate and the Furious.
It's
all that crap, but better.
Yeah. And my last similar was what you said, Fast Five, the best one. Like you go just watch like. Watch 5 and 7, and if you want, like you can watch 8, but like 5 and 7 are like really the best ones out of the whole series. I was waiting to make this distinction for number 9.
You know,
10 and 11 they might be better. We'll wait and see. But right now, 5 and 7 are the only ones that are actually good movies of their own. Like without them having only one or two things that you like about them. All the other movies, like maybe you like a scene here or there, but the rest of the movie is usually trash. Unfortunately,
we've rated them before, but adding 9 to the list, it's 5, 7, 6, 8, 9.
Yes.
That's literally, and 9's like low to the ground.
Yeah, and it's sad because it's the newest one too. You think like they would have got it together and.
They're getting worse.
Yeah, exactly.
8 sucks. I
don't have high hopes for the next two. I really don't, unfortunately. I wanted to, but.
You better get some type of cast people in, like someone new. Like, I don't care if you have to get John Travolta, right?
Literally, dude.
Thickless Cage.
Dude, get me some Bruce Willis in there. I don't care. Like, dude, you gotta pull the Expendables over here. Bring them all in, man. Like, you gotta do something. You gotta do something because
it's I'm hurting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The last bastion of action movies that are not Marvel and DC films, and that's it.
It's going out with a whimper over here. But yeah, sorry guys.
I think Mrs. Licata is calling Frank.
But I do know that this bad movie is making me want to like not talk about it anymore because it's really, really, really bad and just skip it, guys. Just skip this movie.
So this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.
Bye.